All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
NBA box score breakdown. Oh, and we're back in the booth. Surprisingly for some, unsurprisingly for others, the Miami Heat pulled off the victory in your game 5, quote-unquote, upset of the Los Angeles Lakers. Miami Heat coming out 111-108 over LA. We're going to be recapping all the action from that game and previewing tomorrow night's game 6. As always, I'm joined by another esteemed colleague, incredible co-host for the network, an all-around professional guy. Mr. Doug, welcome back. Tell the people how you're doing today.
Oh, things are good, man. As good as they could be as a Lakers fan. I'm a little concerned, a little disappointed, but at the same time, what a game. I mean, on both ends, both teams played really, really good basketball. Other than the turnovers, but it was just a good game. I mean, a good game to watch. I'm a little concerned, to be honest with you, a little concerned.
Hey, I think that that's completely fair. I'm pretty sure the Laker kingdom right now is concerned, and rightfully so. I mean, we're just going to get right into it. You know, let's talk narratives. The narrative coming into the game was, this is it. Mamba jersey's on, the light's shining bright, Larry O'Brien trophy taken out of its Louis Vuitton trunk, which, by the way, weird flex, but I'm here for it. 100% here for the Louis trunk. Hopefully we can see that across all sports going forward. But yeah, the Miami Heat were not ready for that trophy to be handed over to LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the rest of the Lakers squad. They have a say in that fight, and they had the last word in last night's fight. Really went down to the wire, like you said, man, and ultimately it just became a question of execution. You saw the Miami Heat able to execute down the stretch offensively and defensively.
The Lakers, unfortunately, had lapses in crucial moments on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. So a tale of two games. But unfortunately, there's only one final score, and Miami was the one walking away with the win, 111-108. For you as a Lakers fan, Doug, talk to me and tell me, what do you think was the biggest thing for you that stood out last night that the Lakers were unable to do to really to close out this series and walk away with the trophy here?
Well, I mean, role players have always been a situation for the Lakers this entire playoffs, and they don't have the strongest role players. Miami has young role players, but they're strong role players. I mean, they do really well. They know their part. They hit shots when they're supposed to hit them. You know, Danny Green, $18 million man, wide open three from the top of the key, can't hit a shot. All I'm saying is one more swing to KCP, who's been hot this series, and I got a feeling that his chances of that ball going in was way higher. Danny Green, you know, he's been struggling this entire series. He was 2 of 5 from three-point range last night. He only scored 8 points in the entire game. KCP was up to 16 points of 3 of 8 shooting from the three-point line. So one more swing, and I think that, you know, the game would have swung a different way, and we'd be celebrating a Lakers championship. But it's, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, ifs and whats, you know. But the containment is Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. He really put it on again last night, playing the most minutes of the entire game. He had a game high 47 minutes last night with a triple double, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 35 points to lead the team in points. LeBron James had more points with 40 points. LeBron was just short of a triple double, 13 rebounds and 7 assists. But I think that really what it comes down to is the strength of the role players. You had 6 players on Miami that were in six in double digits last night. You only had 3 players on the entire team for the Lakers that were in double digits. So it's kind of a two-man show. We've been saying that this entire season for the Lakers, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, where Jimmy Butler's got he's got a young core around him, and they're good role players, and they stepped up tonight. So, you know, impressive win. They deserved it. Duncan Robinson, and you know I've been saying this from the get-go, all playoffs, Duncan Robinson having bad nights and this and that, really needed to get him on board, and he did it last night. Just picked a heck of a time to strike while the iron is hot. 26 points last night. He was 7 of 13 tries from the three-point line, 8 of 15 from the field goal, 3 of 3 from the free throw. So he picked a heck of a night to turn it on and to have a fire game. And between him and Jimmy Butler, they definitely needed it. But the role players, you know, you asked me the question. I think the role players was the key to the win for the Miami Heat on this game.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And that's kind of been a recurring theme throughout this series. Obviously, Miami came into it, you know, pretty undermanned, losing Adebayo to begin the series, not having their leading scorer in the bubble, which is been Goran Dragic, one of their lead playmakers, and it's really turned Jimmy Butler into the end-all be-all as far as facilitation and playmaking, on top of scoring, on top of defense, really on top of everything. He is a one-man show, and the Miami Heat, I mean, they need it, and the team is built very well around him. Spo is going to coach him up, and he's going to get all those guys in the locker room to really execute and do what they needed to do. I think that Eric Spoelstra is a coach that really he, in my opinion, thrives in those pressure type of situations. We saw how he was able to successfully win multiple championships with LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh under fold. Now he has a very different team, less of the superstar makeup that you were used to, but a lot of the similar themes as far as the composition of Miami's rosters, their culture, really what they look to do with their guys on the court. So all the credit in the world to him. Like you said, Duncan Robinson, he woke up last night, and I mean, if you're going to wake up, now was the time, and he did. I think on a lot of those shots, unfortunately for him, it's the curse of being a young unknown. You know, you're not going to get a lot of those touch foul calls on those three-point attempts. I think in the beginning of the game, in the first half, he was really looking for those. When he realized they weren't coming, he just had to follow through on that shot, and his shot became more steady and consistent, as we saw in the second half, where he was really able to put up some numbers and help the Heat in big moments really solidify their lead and some offensive momentum that they were desperately needing outside of Jimmy Butler, because as you said, I mean, he got all the minutes he could handle. The guy was bent over. He's panting. He's keeled over. He's exhausted. But he's going to the free throw line, and I don't really think there was anybody in that stadium that thought he was going to miss one. I mean, he is so calm, cool, and collected at all times in the game, with the slight exception of the little scuffle he had with Dwight Howard, which was very interesting. But again, that just speaks to and is a testament to the culture of Miami and Jimmy Butler. You know, this is a no nonsense guy. He knows what his job is. He came out there to execute, and he's looking to keep his team alive. And he's looking to get his first Larry O'Brien trophy. So a lot on the line for the Miami Heat, a lot on the line for both sides of the ball. But the Heat are definitely motivated. They are trying to extend the series as long as they can. Hopefully Dragic will be able to be back. They continue to have murmurs about that. We saw him attempt to warm up, and I believe it was before game four he attempted to warm up, but wasn't able to go.
Right. And that man had tears in his eyes when he realized he wasn't going to be able to play. I don't know if it was tears of pain or tears of sadness, but he definitely gave it a go at the beginning of game four and in the warm-ups, and he was unable to go. But I do think that he could be coming back soon.
Absolutely. And that would be, and I mean, if Dragic is able to come back, that's going to be huge, because I think the Achilles heel for the Miami Heat in this series has been, truthfully, it's been a lack of playmaking. It has been a lack of a strong decision maker with the basketball late in games. And when the offense is struggling to find a rhythm, they have not had anybody. That's why you've seen this kind of Russian roulette of Kendrick Nunn, of Andre Iguodala. We saw very briefly some Derrick Jones Jr. We're going to continue to see Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler as primary facilitators for that offense, because without Dragic, they really do not have a whole lot of guys that they can have confidence in, not only bringing the ball up the court and initiating the offense, but in making the right play and executing down the stretch to help them get a win. Because as LeBron said, Miami will take advantage of your mistakes and make you pay for them. And it would be very foolhardy for the Miami Heat not to assume the same of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. So execution is going to be very, very key. As you said, Danny Green was wide open on that shot. You know, I've heard a lot of very, in my opinion, it's very confusing at this point why there are still narratives about LeBron James and his decision-making late in games. Did you want LeBron to shoot over three people when the whole team basically collapsed on him? They ran that play perfectly. LeBron knew what was going to happen before it even began. I mean, he brought the ball down the court. He initially, you know, he drew that. He basically put Duncan Robinson on an island. He drew him into a position where he had to commit to the double team or to the wide open man. He committed to the double team, and there was Danny Green at the top of the key. Danny Green is historically about a 37 or so percent shooter from the 3-point line. So pretty solid. And he just missed it. You know, that was his John Paxson, Steve Kerr moment, and he missed it, you know, and that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate for the Lakers. It's unfortunate for Danny Green. I do expect him to bounce back if LeBron James has not called the NBA hotline and gotten him out of the bubble at this point, because that was a disaster. I think between the Danny Green miss and the Markieff Morris foibles at the end of the game, J.R. Smith was probably feeling pretty good about himself post-game in the locker room, because now there's somebody else who blew it for LeBron in the finals. So we'll see what the Lakers do to adjust from those kind of late game maladies that they had. I think it was just bad luck. And as I said, you know, the tail of the tape, tail of two teams. We've seen in this series the Lakers role players be more consistent with their open shot making, with their playmaking, with their defensive versatility. And tonight, in an emergency situation, crisis mode, the Miami Heat hit on all cylinders and they executed. They're going to need to do that the next game and the next game.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I thought was really neat in the last two games for Miami was, remember this guy named Kendrick Nunn in the beginning of the year, how he was came out and was just a phenomenal player for them. And everybody's like, wow, who's this guy? Where has he been? And the last two games, he's really shown himself again. You know, we forget where Kendrick Nunn was, but he came back and he's been doing pretty good. He had 14 points last night. But one thing that I really took an interest of was the bench play from both teams. You know, Miami Heat only brought two guys off of their bench the entire night. That was Andre Iguodala and Kendrick Nunn. Two guys. It's the only people they brought off their bench. So they only had a 7-player rotation last night. Now, if you look back at the Lakers brought all four players off the bench in Morris, Kuzma, Rondo, and Caruso. So, you know, it's the Lakers looked like they were searching for the right players to put in there. Miami really only had a seven-man rotation. Now, the starters for Miami, the lowest starters when it comes to minutes was Tyler Hero with 31 minutes. Everybody else had higher minutes played than the starters. There are only two people off the bench, Iguodala and Nunn, had 20 and 28 minutes. So you look at the Lakers, Dwight Howard had 15 minutes. But bringing four guys off the bench for the Lakers, they were really searching for those matchups that they wanted to have and see. And I don't know. I mean, you know, the Lakers were undefeated in the Mamba jerseys, and it's unfortunate that they lost that game last night, because it would have been great to go right off into the sunset being undefeated in those jerseys and, you know, paying ode to Kobe. But really, when it comes down to it, it's, yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of people on Twitter have a lot of hate for LeBron and Danny Green today. You know, I feel bad for Danny Green. He's catching a lot of the brunt of the publicity on Twitter. People saying, you know, he couldn't shoot and this and that. People have had a problem with Danny Green all series. But LeBron, did I want him to take a shot over three people in the paint? No, probably not. But we're also talking about LeBron. This is a guy who, in the past, you know, people have always said and have always seen that he defers in late shot clock and in fourth quarter. And it would have been nice to see him go, you know, full LeBron tight end straight to the basket and possibly get the, maybe not even the bucket, but at least a foul. But you're right. I mean, in that position he was put in with those three people on him, and Danny Green was wide open. And like you said, historically a great three-point shooter. I don't fault LeBron at all. I think passing it to him was a great idea. Now, I wish that maybe Duncan Robinson would have been three, four steps closer to Danny Green, so it would have forced him to pass that ball to the corner for KCP. But, you know, I can't fault Danny Green for taking a wide-open three-point shot. I just wish he would have made it. You know, that would have been great. You know, and you talk about the narratives coming into the game. You know, right, everybody had counted Miami out. And Jimmy Butler is not he's not going to go down without a fight. And I think we've seen that from him. You know, having that the narrative of Lakers being of the foregone conclusion that they were going to win last night reminded me of when LeBron and Ray Allen and all them were down in Miami Heat, and they were seeing them bring out the Larry O'Brien trophy and the red ropes, and Ray Allen sat there in the corner and hit that 3-point shot to continue the series. And I think that's kind of what last night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Reminded me of going into the game with all that talk about Lakers are going to win and stuff. And I think, you know, of course, Laker Nation wants to see them win, but a lot of people want to see LA get 17 banners. It just wasn't in the cards last night. And to be honest with you, I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm a little scared, a little nervous, because last night was our game to win. We should have won that game, but now we go into the next game, game six, with possibly an injured Anthony Davis, where Miami Heat is going to be getting, you know, Goran Dragic back possibly. We're possibly going to be losing Anthony Davis. Now, whenever he first went down, it looked to me like it was an Achilles. And I know that that's not a light word in the Laker Nation. Yeah, but he reached for his rear heel right away whenever he went down. I was very, very surprised to see him come back on the court, to be honest with you. But he wasn't 100% when he came back out there. But if it was an Achilles tear, I don't think that he would be even possibly going to be going out there back on the court. So from what I saw last night, it's not an Achilles tear. It may be an Achilles strain. I didn't think it was a sprained ankle either. I mean, I don't know. We don't even have any reports right now this morning on MRIs or anything, do we?
No, not to my knowledge. I haven't seen any updates except for that he said he'll be fine to play, and they're calling it a heel contusion. But, yeah, outside of that.
Yeah, I was happy to see him come back out on the court, honestly, because it looked really, really scary whenever it first happened. And, you know, prayers up to Anthony Davis to get healthy. And it's just sad. I wish we should have a full Heat roster and a full Lakers roster, everybody healthy. That's the way you want to win in the finals. You don't want to win because the other team has players missing or players injured. You want to win saying, hey, no asterisks involved. We beat that team fair and square. So interested to see what happens in the next game. I'm looking forward to it. I know that LeBron is anxious to get it back. I think LeBron's going to go crazy in this next one and you know, maybe take a little bit more initiative on himself to take it to the hole and make sure his team wins. But, I mean, the guy's been doing everything he can out there. 40 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists last night. You know, Anthony Davis came back from a rough game and put up 28 points. So, interested to see how it happens. But if you remember correctly, whenever this series started, I said Miami Heat was going to take the first game, which they didn't end up doing. But I also said that Miami was going to win the must-win Game 5. And that's exactly what they did. And I'm a little nervous. I am. I'm a little nervous in this next game. I think right now it's going to go to a Game 7. I think Miami's going to take this next one, and it's going to go to a Game 7. But we'll see. What do you think, David?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I definitely think that I see this series going. I definitely think I see the series going 7. But again, like you said, it all is going to be dependent on LeBron James. He is the pendulum that will swing momentum either in favor of the Los Angeles Lakers or take them completely out of the conversation. Because ultimately, the game rests on his shoulders. Anthony Davis is incredible. It's a perfect teammate for him. In my personal opinion, when Anthony Davis does not play well, it more so negatively impacts the Los Angeles Lakers than LeBron James playing well. Which I think was evident by Anthony Davis's disappearance in Game 3 and Jimmy Butler's eruption. Now, last night, I mean, again, Anthony Davis kind of hobbled, kind of slow to the ball. So you could make a, you could say maybe, again, that's kind of the situation repeating itself, but on more of a micro level since he was able to stay in the game more consistently. But, yeah, it's going to be really interesting, man. And, I mean, Game 7s can go any kind of way. Historically, not a lot of people have wanted to be looking at LeBron James in a Game 7 because he tends to win them. So I don't necessarily know if I would favor Miami were they to force a Game 7. But again, at this point, I mean, the fact that we're approaching Game 6, I think, as I talked on the pod a couple nights ago, when I talked to people about this before the series began, most people were calling this a sweep. Most people were giving Miami one game. And then when you lose, you know, you lose Bam, you lose Dragic, people were like Charles Barkley breaking out the brooms, okay? And it has not been the case. You know, people thought that Miami was about to be a barbecue chicken sandwich, and it turns out that they are far from that. You know, they are very, very far from that. They are determined to stir up the punch bowl. They are the fly in the soup. They the way that they go out and play with a chip on their shoulder, to their credit, has really, I think, kind of taken the Lakers by surprise. I think Game 5, they were kind of expecting Miami to just give in down the stretch, you know, as they consistently made those three-point shots from KCP, who was playing very well that game on both ends of the court. LeBron getting to the free throw line late. Anthony Davis returning to the game. I mean, it seemed like the Lakers were just going to will themselves across the finish line, but their will was not as strong as Jimmy Butler's. And briefly, I do just want to give credit to Kendrick Nunn, as you mentioned earlier. He's been given some big minutes in this series. Prior to, we didn't necessarily see him a whole lot in the bubble. But this guy, I mean, he was first team all rookie this year, alongside Ja Morant, alongside Zion Williamson. I mean, these are household names, and if they're not currently, they will be very, very soon. So right. Kendrick Nunn is definitely a guy to keep your eye on, and he's been a godsend for the Miami Heat. I think that his scoring, while sporadic, is to be expected because he's a rookie. He'll find knows how to win. I mean, he won 4 state championships in high school playing for Simeon in Illinois. He played for U of I, played for Oakland, who's a very, very good D1 AA team. He has some high level experience in locker rooms, and Miami is a great fit for him. He's a tough minded, gritty guy. He's a great defender. And he's never afraid of a challenge. I mean, a lot of those games when he was winning those state championships, he was going through guys like Jahlil Okafor to get there. You know, these are guys who are not to be taken lightly. And when you have a teammate like Jabari Parker, I mean, you could definitely give the rock to somebody else. And Kendrick Nunn had no problem taking over games. I definitely look for him to continue to help facilitate and distribute on the offensive end. And definitely his defensive impact, his ability to chase guys off of screens, be a pest, and kind of be Rondo-esque, as we saw last night. Maybe not as much with the passing, because, I mean, there's a reason that Rondo is on the top 10 all time for playoff assists. The dude is incredible. But the way that he is able to energize his team by beating guys to spots, by winning loose balls, by sacrificing his body. You know, those are the winning plays that role players need to make in order to propel their team forward. And I look for that to continue. So all the credit in the world, as I said, to what the Miami Heat have been able to cultivate with this roster. All the odds were stacked against them. I mean, pretty much from the jump, and they have continued to defy expectations. So it's going to be a very, very fun game 6. Very, very fun. So, If we're calling Miami, are you calling Miami pulling out the win in game 6 then, Doug?
If I had to say yes or no, I'd say probably yes. But one thing that does concern me with Miami is, again, all the minutes that I said they played. The entire Heat bench had no less than 31 minutes per player. So that's the only thing, is if they're going to come back and be able to, you know, not really be healthy, but have the energy and the stamina to run again. I know Jimmy Butler will. He's a bit of a veteran, but these younger guys may not be used to it, but we'll see. If they have the stamina, I definitely say that he will take this next game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we can expect to see down the stretch in game 6, and if there is a game 7, we're going to see very atrophied superstars, and it's going to become really a game of who can stay standing the longest, because this bubble has been it's been a long journey. It's been a fun ride. But I'm sure it has been all kinds of difficult for those guys who have been looking at the same 4 walls in that hotel room since June. So,
yeah, it's, and you know, it's another thing that's funny to mention is, because if you go to mybookie.com, which is one of our sponsors, use the code HoopBall. But if you look at the MyBookie betting right now, if you've put money on Miami every single game this series, you've won. Now, they haven't won every single. And so if you put money on Miami every single game, you've won. Now, I didn't do that as a Lakers fan, but I did it last night, and I ended up winning some money because of it. So, again, I think this next game, you definitely want to put your money down on Miami Heat. That's just a little betting tip for you guys, if you guys pay attention. I don't know what the spread is right now, but they were Heat plus 3 last night, and they ended up winning the game and winning some money. So that's another thing you want to look at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you know, MyBookie is an incredible resource for you. Use that promo code HoopBall. Make sure you're saving money while you're making money. And, I mean, this has been a great NBA Finals. I think when it started, you know, there were some questions. We kind of had a little bit of hesitancy as we kind of saw guys falling in and out of the lineup. We weren't really sure how it was going to shake out. And then, of course, to overcome a 3-1 deficit is an incredibly tall task. Very few teams have ever been able to do so, if even the series at 3-3. So I don't blame anybody. I don't blame all the aggregators for not picking the Miami Heat, not only to win the series, but to win last night's game. And again, man, just all the credit in the world to them. And like Doug said, make some money. Bet on these guys, because they're betting on themselves. All the guys in the Miami Heat are betting on themselves 110%. And there's no doubt about that. You see the confidence that they exude on the court. You see the swagger off the court. And they're going to continue to try to really, really muck it up for the Los Angeles Lakers. So I expect us to have a really fun game tomorrow evening. We got football all day, and then we got hoops at night. I mean, what more could you ask for on a Sunday? I know it's a day of rest, but ain't no rest for the wicked. And Jimmy Butler is as wicked as they come. So I definitely expect this to be a very, very fun game. A lot of fireworks. And you know what? I think that the Miami Heat have a trick up their sleeve. I'm not going to I won't speak anything into existence quite yet, but the way Jimmy Butler was talking about Dragic makes me very, very curious what his status is going into this next game. And as you saw, we haven't gotten an update since he called it game four. So had a couple games now to reevaluate, a couple more days to rest and rehab. We'll see. We will definitely see. So lots of exciting hoops around the corner. We know we're going to be covering on all ends here. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to see, and we're definitely going to see who wins that finals MVP. If it's the Lakers, it's obviously going to be between Anthony Davis or LeBron. But if the Miami Heat are able to pull what would be a historic upset, very clearly, we know exactly who that trophy's going to. And that's the one and only Jimmy G Buckets, and the G is for gets, because Jimmy gets buckets. So, Doug, you got anything you want to add on behalf of the Lakers, the Miami Heat, or otherwise?
Yeah, best of luck to everybody out there in hoopball land. You know, even if the series is going to probably end before next weekend, obviously. But take a look and listen next weekend. We still are going to have some around the association coming out again. We're going to start getting into drafts, and we're starting getting into trades, the off season, a lot of that going on. So there will be some more episodes of around the association, even when the NBA championship trophy is handed out, even after that. So make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Always hit me up on Twitter at KY Pro Basketball, where I tweet out nightly stats of all players that have gone pro from the state of Kentucky. And as you guys know, this playoff, it has two from Miami and two from the Lakers. So I'm excited about for that. A cat will win the trophy before the end of the year. So that's phenomenal. So basketball season starting up. So we're going to have a lot of players coming in through the ranks from college into the draft. Excited to see what this draft's going to be. I think we finally have a date now. So I know the NBA Combine is they had some interviews and things like that. So a lot going on, guys. The next season's just around the corner. So don't think that this season's over and basketball's done. We got the off season right after that, and right after that we have the season kicking back off again. So stay tuned to the HoopBall. A lot going on. Make sure you hit up all the HoopBall channels and all the podcasts. Take a look at the website, hoop-ball.com, and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions, make sure you hit us up. Again, thanks, David, for having me on here. I always appreciate it. Always enjoy talking to the HoopBall listeners. So I'll see you guys next time.
Absolutely. Everybody out there, we appreciate you tuning in for another edition of your NBA box score breakdown. Offseason right around the corner, and we are going to stay on top of it all across the network. We're going to have all the correspondents need to know, info, rumors, trades, everything, drafts, whatever you need. Hoop-Ball has got you covered. Check us out on all platforms. Drop a 5-star review, and as always, give us a follow. Hit us with any questions. And please, please, please spread the word. We appreciate everyone tuning in this episode. Stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy, and keep hooping. Doug, I appreciate you. HoopBall Universe, we'll talk to y'all soon.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.